Speaker, I yield myself as much time as I might consume.
Gentleman's recognized.
Mr. Speaker, I rise today in support of H.R. 3102, the Nutrition Reform and Work Opportunity Act of 2013. As we all know, in July, the House passed a farm bill only. This legislation did not include Title IV, which consists of the nutrition programs, including the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, or SNAP. Since that time, our leader, Cantor, has put together a working group, of which I was a part, to create a bill that better targets federal nutrition programs to serve those in need of assistance. H.R. 3102 is the byproduct of that effort. Before I begin to highlight some of its provisions, let me take a moment to say what we all know to be true. There's no denying that SNAP provides important support for many Americans who are struggling. It serves a noble purpose to help you when you hit bottom. But it's not meant to keep you at the bottom. And that's why it's important we ensure the integrity of the program so that it's working in the most effective and efficient way, that it works to get you back up on your feet. Now let me highlight some of the provisions that make this possible. First, it incorporates all of the savings and reforms that were in H.R. 1947 that was favorably reported. First, it incorporates all of the savings and reforms that were in H.R. 1947 that was favorably reported by the House Agriculture Committee in a large bipartisan vote. H.R. 1947 saved more than $20 billion by eliminating categorical eligibility to ensure that states are enforcing the asset and income test in SNAP law. It closed the heat and eat loophole to prevent states from sending out $1 LIHEAP checks to SNAP recipients to artificially increase their benefit levels. It ended the practice of giving states bonuses for responsibly administering SNAP, which is their duty. It tightened restrictions to prevent lottery winners and traditional college students from participating in the program. And it restricted the Department of Agriculture from advertising SNAP on radio and television shows, such as soap operas. The bill we are considering today also incorporates many reforms that were adopted on the floor when the House considered H.R. 1947 in June. And finally, the efforts of the working group. This bill includes additional reforms that eliminates a state's ability to waive the current work requirements for able-bodied adults without dependents. It encourages employment and training by providing cost-share funds to states that adopt provisions under a new work pilot program. And it increases funding for food banks, which have been successful in effectively utilizing government dollars and securing private sector donations in order to feed hungry Americans. Ultimately, this bill encourages and enables work participation and makes common sense reforms, closes program loopholes, and eliminates waste, fraud, and abuse in the SNAP program, saving the American taxpayer nearly $40 billion. Now, I will admit to you, this has been an unusual process, but it remains my goal to get a 5-year farm bill enacted. I'm doing everything possible to make sure that that happens this year. This is a step toward that goal. It is my hope that we'll pass this bill so the farm bill process will continue. We have a responsibility to get this done. And quite simply, and I repeat, quite simply, it shouldn't be this hard to pass a bill that ensures all of us in this economy have enough to eat. And that's what a farm bill does. Mr. Speaker, I urge my colleagues to join me in supporting this bill so the process can continue. With that, Madam Speaker, I reserve the balance of my time.
Gentleman reserves the balance of his time. Gentlelady from